$30,000. So he essentially made out with
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
You calling me about voting?
It's a survey about politics.
She's doing a call.
Can I do the survey or the poll? I'm his wife.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Can you tell
I'm
me?
Ready.
Are you registered? Okay. Thank you. Can you tell me? Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor? Okay, got it. Thank you so much for your answer. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his quick leadership and open borders are hurting America. Or, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors that even better. They care about helping people.
I believe the first statement. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have, can you please mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. The next one is Roy Cooper.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Then we have Lauri Bacaut.
I'm not familiar with her.
Okay. Then we have Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And the last one is Don Davis.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much for your answers. And if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the election for the U.S. and in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lauri Bacaut, the Republican, or Tom Billy, a Libertarian?
I would probably go with the Republican.
Okay. Can you tell me, do you belong to a credit union?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or checking cashing outlet?
Credit union.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first one says, Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 50% pay increase for junior enlisted service members.
And you want me to rate that statement, or?
Yes.
Well,
the options
I don't understand what. I beg your pardon?
Yes. You need to rate this statement as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, according to your opinion.
Well, if he did that, it was positive. But I'm not sure that
okay.
He did.
Okay. Would you say very or somewhat positive? It can be neutral or negative, too.
I just want to kind of get middle ground on that one.
Okay. It can be somewhat positive. It's like in the middle, you know, or neutral.
Oh, what was my other choice?
I'm sorry?
Let's just skip that one. Let's just skip that one because I'm not a real Don Davis fan. There's a lot of things he's
okay.
done in Washington I'm not happy with.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go to the next one. It says, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education or their emergency hospital bills.
Again, I'm just not a Don Davis fan. So, I mean, he might have done some good stuff, but I'm not happy with a few things that he's voted on in Washington. Can we just move past Don Davis? Because I don't really care for him.
Okay, there are, just let me go, 8 more statements about Don Davis. Do you want me to skip those again, too?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Just give me 1 second while I skip this. Okay, now, lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Larry Bacow. He's a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans, and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, and support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you just heard about both candidates for Congress, which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Larry Bacow, the Republican?
Larry Bacow, the Republican.
Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Okay, got it. And are you a member of either the military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? The first one is Disney Plus.
No.
Okay. Then we have Paramount Plus.
Prime Plus, yes.
Okay. The next one is Sling TV.
What is it?
Sling TV.
No.
Okay. Then we have Fubo. F-U-B-O.
No.
Okay. The next one is YouTube TV.
YouTube TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is Hulu.
No.
Okay, got it. Then we have Peacock.
No.
Okay. And the last one is ESPN Plus.
No.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
All right, thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye.